Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The celebration in Guatemala, where anti-corruption crusader Bernardo Arevalo was voted in as president on Sunday. His victory comes as violence and food insecurity roil the country, triggering fresh waves of migration. Guatemalans now represent the largest number of Central Americans seeking to enter the United States. In Ecuador, two candidates for president have survived the first round of voting Sunday. Leftist frontrunner Luisa Gonzalez looks set to take on a surprise candidate, the youthful son of one of Ecuador's richest men. There will be a runoff election in October. Cambodia's new parliament convened on Monday, clearing the way for Hun Sen to officially hand power to his eldest son, Hun Manet, after nearly 40 years in charge. China's central bank on Monday cut a key interest rate in an attempt to counter the post-COVID growth slowdown. Activity has been dragged down recently by uncertainty in the labor market and global economic sluggishness, weakening demand for Chinese goods. Financial troubles in the real estate sector, with several leading developers on the verge of bankruptcy and struggling to complete projects, also pose a major obstacle to China's economic growth. The People's Bank of China said on Monday it cut the one-year loan prime rate, which serves as a benchmark for corporate loans, from 3.55 to 3.45%. And another sign the recovery is faltering, loans to households is also down. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a joint news conference with Denmark's prime minister at an air base in Denmark, to supply Ukraine with F-16 fighter jets. The Netherlands and Denmark both announced that on Sunday that they will give F-16s to Ukraine. We get more on the story from the Associated Press's Mimi Montgomery.
At a news conference in Denmark, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says training of Ukrainian pilots of F-16 fighter jets is already underway. His remarks come as he visits the Netherlands and Denmark to finalize warplane delivery deals. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says she hopes the first Danish planes will arrive around the new year. The deals, which should bolster Ukraine's air force in its battle against Russia, are happening after a long-awaited approval by the U.S., allowing the two countries to give Ukraine the American-made jets. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A magnitude 5.5 earthquake strikes Machala, Ecuador. This follows a 5.1-level earthquake that hit Southern California earlier in the day. U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to visit the Hawaiian island of Maui on Monday to visit the wildfire victims and island officials. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Deanne Criswell said on Sunday that U.S. President Joe Biden will reassure the people of Lahaina that they will be in control of how they rebuild when he and the First Lady visit the razed Maui community on Monday. President and Dr. Biden plan to visit the historic Hawaiian town and meet with first responders, local officials and victims, and get a firsthand look at the widespread devastation, Criswell told the U.S. television network CNN Sunday. In addition to the people who died, thousands more are still missing. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
We are watching two new tropical storms in the Atlantic Ocean right now. Tropical storm Gert has formed in the Atlantic about 780 kilometers east of the northern Leeward Islands, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center on Monday. And a tropical storm warning has been issued for the southern coast of Hispaniola as Tropical Storm Franklin strengthens further. The Hurricane Center said in its latest advisory on Sunday that storm is located about 435 kilometers south-southwest of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. More news on our website, voanews.com in Washington, D.C. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.